Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, Mediumship and Spirituality with a Boston Attitude. Information presented here is inspired by Spirit and brought to you by Spirit Messenger Nicole Quinn. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope you'll enjoy the show.
Happy Halloween, everybody. This is your host, Nicole, and I have a couple of announcements to make today. First of all, if you have been listening in the past, you know that all of a sudden my name has changed from Spirit Messenger to Blue Sky Feather. And there's a reason for that. Basically, as most of you probably know, I went through a divorce recently. And as part of the divorce, you know, I went back to my maiden name, but I had a thought, you know, and I'm sure that a lot of people out there have also had this thought where I've never felt that my name has suited me. It just didn't feel right to me. And I meditated on this and I asked my spirit guides and spirit in general, what is my name? Because, you know, your parents give you your name when you're born, and then if you get married or whatever you do in your life, some people just change their names. You know, you take on another person's name. You take on, I feel like it's as though you kind of take on a different identity. And I decided this time I wanted to have my true name. I wanted to have the name that I felt was my higher self and my spirit. So when I asked, they gave me this name, and I was kind of like, you know, surprise. You know, I always, you know, we all have expectations when we think we're going to go into meditation and get a message from spirit. And what I heard was, you know, from my spirit guide, you are Blue Sky. So basically, I decided, I'm just going to change my name to Blue Sky on my, all of my stuff, all of my spirit work. And I'll just type this in the chat room. That's basically what I decided I was going to do. So anything that you see now with my spirit work on it is going to say Nicole Blue Sky or Blue Sky Feather. You know, this is just basically who I feel I am speaking. This is like my higher self that's speaking when I do this work. And so therefore, in order for everyone to really understand, like, this isn't me. You know, this is my higher self that speaks when I'm giving these messages. It's not my ego self. This kind of helps clarify that a little bit. So I just wanted to talk about that and let you all know what's going on, because I know you probably noticed the change. Like, who's this Blue Sky Feather? I thought it was Spirit Messenger. Yep, it is still me. So I'm probably going to change my intro, and we'll see. We'll see what else. So glad to be back up here in New England. I've taken a couple of weeks off. It's been a lot of transitioning for me. I've been just working on everything, working on getting settled in. You know, the silly things you take for granted, like, hey, I need to get car insurance in a different state, or, you know, hey, I need to change my address on everything. These things are just sort of par for the course when you relocate as big as this. And that's what I've been busy doing. I haven't done any readings recently, although I am still offering readings, and I want to talk a little bit about that as well. My readings are not like other people's readings. My purpose from Spirit is to help you to get in touch with your own higher self, and not to tell you what to do, but to sort of show you where there is a path that you may not have considered. This is really important because we're all supposed to be here evolving. I know there are other people who come here with a spiritual connection that do fortune telling, that do, you know, just mediumship. Honestly, mediumship for me is not the only part of what I do. And even though, yes, it is wonderful to know that your loved one and spirit are there, I have a whole bunch of people on the other side who are cheering me on to help me with this other part of my mission, which is to help people find their way, explore who they are, just come into contact with their own higher self that they're just blind to at this point in time. And I notice that the people that come to me specifically for one thing end up realizing they have questions that they didn't think I could answer for them. And that's where it comes in. So regardless as to what happens when you go for a reading, whatever you're meant to get will come through for you. And you'll be drawn to the person who's the right person to give you whatever message you need. So if you're interested in a reading, I ask you to just email me at healingstarspirit@yahoo.com. That's me. And I will be happy to use Oracle decks, which are wonderful. I can help you figure out what deck might be right for you so you can do this yourself, kind of walk through it with you. And I also just listen to the voice of what I call my people. Spiritually, I'm really connected to Native American energy. Don't have any Native American blood in terms of my lineage here on Earth. However, in spirit, as you can tell by my new name that was given to me by one of the elders that has been the guide for me, that is sort of the message that I'm bringing through. It has to do with unity. It has to do with being close to the Earth and understanding that everything is in communion with everything else. So, let's see. I'm getting a question in the chat room from Robin. She wants to know, how does she find out what her life's mission is? That's a big question, Robin. I will ask you to actually, if you are on the line, if you're on hold, just kind of instant message me and let me know what the last couple of digits of your phone number are, because I do have a couple of people that are on hold, and I'm not sure if they're calling in with questions or if they're just listening. You can do that. Or you can just email me, because it's kind of hard. This is like an interactive process. But I'll be happy to pull a couple of things, a couple of cards for you, because I do have my deck. My newest deck is my Life's Purpose deck, ironically enough. That's the one that I pulled right before I got online. So asking me the right question, this is all kind of lining up. This is how spirit works. Generally speaking, because it's only a half an hour show, I don't do readings, but if you want to try to do that today, I will work with you. So just send me a little quick instant message. Okay, so the messages from Spirit today. This is something that I just got right before I got on the air. You know, it's like I forgot I had the show, and I was like, oh my God, what do I do? I don't know what my message is. And they're like, you know, this is what it is. They come right through. So Spirit today wants everyone to remember to be fluid. What does that mean? The example that I will give you is, lately, a lot of people are asking about crystals, okay? There are people that believe, and this is sort of something when you're getting used to your intuition, you're trying to figure out what your place is on your path. Like, everyone has a crystal that they feel is like their crystal. Like, oh, rose quartz, that's my crystal. Every time I see rose quartz, I just resonate with it. I want to touch it. I want to hold it. Okay. So then what happens is, and this is just a part of you that's the ego coming in, you start to identify with the crystal. You start to kind of think about what the characteristics are, look it up, what it means metaphysically, and decide, this is my definition. This is exactly who I am. This is why it works for me. I love that people can do that, but at the same time, I want you to remember not to be locked into that. Once you make a choice like that, you limit yourself. So it's okay to identify with the crystal, to resonate with the crystal, but don't lock yourself into that, because in a week, when you find yourself being drawn to, say, lapis lazuli, you might start to think, oh no, that's not for me, just on a conscious level, when your higher self is telling you, it's time for you to draw on the energy of this other crystal now. It's a different crystal. It's a different form. There's a different structure. There's a different color. You're a fluid being. You're always going to change. You're always going to evolve, and that's exactly where you want to be. So be fluid. That's the message. They basically want me to tell people to remember that when you find that your ego suddenly has that fear vibration, like, uh-oh, you know, this is not the definition of who I am. It's different. I don't want to be that. Just allow yourself to go there. Just let go of the fact that, you know, you're redefining yourself, and just add to yourself. Bring another part of what exists in the beautiful realm of the universe into your energy field and see what it has for you. Don't think of it as, now I got to change everything around, I'm a different person. You know, identity is a super big, like, limit here in this realm, on the earthly realm. because so much is tied to it. So just remember that. Also, let's say you're a person who's always been drawn towards cards, and then all of a sudden, everywhere you go, you're starting to see, and this is happening to a lot of people, you're starting to see a lot of things on vibrational medicine, music, sound, all kinds of therapy that has to do with, you know, resonance. You don't have to abandon your cards. You can still have your cards. You know, don't decide this is what I do and that's it. Expand a little bit. Maybe go for a session for sound work or sound therapy, or pick up a book and just see if it really, if you can relate to it. You might even run into someone who does that and ask them how they got into it, what they were into before. Just be open, be fluid, try to be as flexible as possible, because there is just going to be so much change coming in the next year. We really just want to be open, because when we're resistant to change, it limits us. So you don't want to be limited. Now, here's another thing. I don't know what's going on in the chat room, but the guys are all talking, so that's great. Keep talking. I see your number on there, Robin, so I'll get to your call. I've got like 10 minutes left in the show. I just want to throw one more thing in here. The energy of the day. Today's Halloween, everybody. All Hallows Eve. Supposed to be this big day when the veil is the thinnest and all that. It's kind of funny because I just heard Mark Anthony, who's a psychic lawyer. He's out in Florida, Never Letting Go. Buy his book on Amazon. It's a really good book. It's a good read. It's a quick read. Talking about this very thing and how the veil, there's no veil. It's the other side is so close to you, you don't even realize it. They're practically like walking on top of us. They're always there. So, but what I want to bring up is that take advantage and pull on the energy of the day. Because what happens is we're all like a bunch of little satellites, and we're picking up on each other's signals all the time. Because today is this, you know, day that people consider holy and a day where you can easily commit to speaking with the other side, what I'd like you to do is just kind of draw on that global consciousness. Allow yourself to plug into that energy, because you're going to pick up a little bit of it just because we are all connected. We're almost like the internet, you know? Like, we're all connected. We can plug into anything at any time. It's just about focus. It's about dialing that right URL and getting the right site. So pull on the focus of that, of the day. If you want to commune with spirit, plug into that and draw on that energy. And then the other thing I want to talk about is just opening up, setting your intention. I have like 17 minutes. I read the clock wrong. Anyway, opening up, it's all about your intention. There's a lot that people will say about, you know, make sure you set protection and all that stuff. The main thing to worry about, if you really even want to put it that way, is it's really just about your intention. So let's say you want to sit down today and you want to focus on the other side. So you sit down and just kind of allow yourself to settle down, to breathe, and be relaxed and be grounded. The worst thing that you can do is try to open up when you're scattered, because it's not going to work for you. So just kind of get yourself relaxed. And what I do is I set sacred space. Now, because I'm a Reiki practitioner, Reiki is something that can be used to set the space. So my personal process is to walk into a space and to take the Reiki symbols and just kind of draw them in the air in each corner and ask that only healing and loving energy be invited into the space, that any of the messages that want to come through from loved ones on the other side are very clear, that nothing harmful or negative will be allowed into my space, and also to just to feel the love, protection, and power of God, Source, Spirit, however you identify it. And then anyone that come into contact with me after, you know, receive any messages, like basically I'm asking for a download. So once I do that, I can tell you, being a person who's sensitive to energy, I feel the energy pour into the room. And if I walk out of this room and walk into another one, I will feel a palpable difference. It's almost like walking from air conditioning into humidity. You can feel the difference. So I know that this room is filled with like sacred space right now. And another thing that I do that, you know, people can debate whether or not it does anything, but I can tell you it does. I take a little spray bottle and I put some kosher salt in there with some water, and I just kind of spritz the air a little bit, and it will lift the energy. It'll kind of cleanse anything that may have been left behind. You know, if you had a bad dream and you're doing it, you know, in your bedroom, for example, just spritz it in the air. And while you're doing it, once again, set your intention, ask. You know, I ask that anything negative or you know, less than a high vibration be cleared from this space so that I can be allowed to receive any messages that I need. And when you do that, you're good. Now you're ready. So setting the intention, setting the space, try to make sure you turn off your electronics. Do not leave your cell phone on vibrate. You don't want to do that when you're trying to connect. Believe me, you don't need any distractions. This whole world is about distractions. You need peace and quiet and just space. And then once you do that, you can ask your question. You know, if you have a question about what crystal may be okay for me or the best for me. And trust what you get, because you might get what's been on the top of your mind anyway. You know, so if everywhere you go you've been seeing blue crystals, go with that. Oh, I'm really attracted to sodalite. Wow. Okay, so that's right. It's almost like a confirmation. You're plugging into your higher self. And or if you have a question about color, like color is a big one right now. I don't know exactly a lot about color. Like the chakras have their own colors, and each one of them represents different energy centers, and each one of them has different organs that are associated with them, different emotions. And if you find, like I had one particular sort of client that I worked with a couple of weeks ago who felt she really needed orange. Well, go deeper with that. It's not really enough to just surround yourself with the color orange. I mean, you could paint your whole house orange, and if your second chakra's out of balance, I don't know that that's going to be enough to do it. What you need to do is look into it. Make it a study. It's the best thing that you can do. Read some books about it. And then after you've read about it, set your space, open yourself up, ask for your protection and for the messages to be clear and loving and helpful to you and to direct you. And then once you have that, you're basically ready to ask, how can I balance this chakra? What is it about this color that I'm drawn to? So if you can kind of do that, you'll be able to have a little bit more of a benefit with, instead of just, you know, oh, this is a color that I feel like I need today. So that's kind of a good way to use both your ego side, which is your doing side, and also to use your spirit side, your higher self, because each one of them has a value, and you want to be able to draw on the knowledge that both of them have for you. So that is my spiel on that today. I'm going to take a call because I've got a bunch of people in the chat room and they're asking questions, and it looks like Robin is in there still. So I'm just going to shuffle my cards, and I'm going to, let's see, pull a card for you. First, let me pick up your call, and hopefully this is the right one. Are you there, Robin?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Is this Robin?
This is Tony.
You're Tony. Okay, then she's got... Okay, she's...
Our numbers are reversed.
Well, your numbers are reversed. Do you have a question, Tony?
I do. I just really wanted to know about where I'm going right now business-wise for the next couple of months.
Okay, so... Have you listened to the show before?
No, first time.
First time, okay. What I will do is I've got the Life's Purpose deck here, and this deck has been really accurate and useful, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull from that, because generally speaking, what I'm finding from people that are having issues with business is that it isn't really, it's not necessarily what you think it is. It's the shift that's going on right now is affecting people in a way that they're seeing these changes, and it's in, like, their job setting. So I'm going to say that probably what's happening with you is you're feeling like your values are shifting a little bit, and it's affecting your work. But just the general feeling that I get. And I'm just going to pull a card for you. Freedom. Okay, this is a good one. This is the freedom card, and it says you're free to do what you choose. So without asking too many questions, I want to ask, at least, is there something that you feel like it's within you to try to reach out and accomplish in your life that's sort of it's not within the realm of your actual business right now?
Yeah, that would be working with people, doing more spiritual counseling, life coaching.
Okay, great. Okay. So you're currently working, but you're trying to do this as well?
Right.
Okay. So I would keep doing that. There's nothing wrong with going in a different direction. Yes, you need money to support yourself. And if you have a means for doing that right now, you know, stay with it because you do need to be able to live and survive. But continue doing this other stuff. Continue doing this spiritual guidance. Are you taking like a life coaching kind of online certification or something to that effect?
Not yet. I've just been looking into different institutions to go through.
Okay, great. That sounds good. It sounds like you're in alignment with what you are really thinking your life purpose is. Because your purpose doesn't necessarily have to be the thing that you do for a job.
Right.
Although it can
right.
be. So I would say keep moving in that direction. You'll probably find that the right thing will pop up. And it'll come up more than once. Or let's say you contact 5 different schools and only one of them calls you back. Don't take that as a sign that, no, people are not paying attention to you. Take it as a sign that the one that calls you back is the one that's probably more within your alignment with what you want to do. Because they are kind of a little different. I've been looking into them myself. And they're
right.
not all the same. So how's that? Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that helps a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no problem. So just keep going forward and trust yourself. That's the big thing. Just trust yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for listening. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So I'm going to go to, I think this one's Robin now. Hey, there's a purpose in everything, so that wasn't an accident. You know, Lisa Williams just did the same thing on her show, which is kind of funny. I'm a big fan of hers, but anyway, she did the same thing. She was like, wait a second, is this so-and-so? And they're like, no. And she's like, okay, but wait, this is the right one because it's not an accident. So I'm going to pull up this call. I think this one is the right number. Is this Robin?
Hi.
Hi,
hello?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm going to try to help you with your question today.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Is this the first time you're calling in?
Oh, no, well, first time I'm calling in, but I listen to you all the time. I listen to all your archives.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to try to pull a card here for you. You're asking about your life's purpose. This is like a question everybody has right now because everyone is sort of like just jostled by what's going on. And the economy is not just about the money. This is also about that shift in values where people just, you know, they don't see the meaning in what they're doing and it bothers them. And whether or not they're conscious of it, your higher self will just kind of take control and start saying, you know, let's move in this direction. This seems like a little bit more what you're in alignment with right now.
Right.
So I'm going to pull a card for you. Okay. So this is a good card. They're all good cards, but this one is the sensitivity card. You're becoming more sensitive and need to make changes accordingly, is what it says on the card. So I get the sense from you that you're probably a very intuitive person. You kind of pick up on things that maybe are unsaid.
Sometimes.
Really good with. Okay. Sometimes you think, okay, so you have a little bit of doubt about it.
I can sometimes pick up on, sorry. I can sometimes pick up on how people feel or how they're feeling or something
right.
just before something's going to happen.
Yes.
Sometimes.
I was just going to say that like when you're in an environment with like certain people or even in your work environment, you know so-and-so's having a hard time with something and that's why they're behaving a certain way or like there's just a level of awareness there that's more expanded.
Right.
Okay. So in a sense, you probably have had this for quite some time. I don't think you probably just all of a sudden woke up one day and you realized, oh, I'm a little sensitive, right?
Well, it's actually kind of funny because I never really thought about it before, but recently in the last, I guess about last 2 years, I've really been getting into, you know, all this kind of stuff, the crystals, the cards, and all that kind of stuff. I find it fascinating, absolutely fascinating. So, yeah, I'm really interested. I kind of want to know if what powers I kind of possess, you know what I mean?
Sure. I'm pulling the support card now. So this says your life purpose fully supports you. But also, I would say you probably have people around you that are going to come out of the woodwork and will help you kind of realize what you're feeling on the inside. You'll see the confirmation on the outside in certain people. Like, for example, I feel like you might be sort of like a healer of sorts, maybe like just people talking to you. It's very therapeutic on both sides. You know, it's therapeutic for you to be able to help them, but it also really does help people.
Yeah.
So if you find that a lot of people, like even in random places, I mean, I'm talking like at the bus stop, if someone just decides to open up and share something with you, like that's the kind of vibration that I feel from you. Just know that those people are put in your path for a reason. They're trying to show you that, yes, what you do is important. It has an effect. And it doesn't have to be on a super large scale. I think a lot of times we think, you know, if I'm not a Dr. Phil on television or, you know, I don't have a best-selling novel, you know, my work doesn't do that much. Absolutely not. And here's why. Because every soul, this is what my people always tell me, every soul makes a difference. The absence of one soul is felt by all of them. Let's say that, you know, everybody in the world has shifted and there are five people left that haven't picked up on the message yet. Those five people are no less important than the rest of the world, even though the majority of the world's already gotten there. Okay. So it may very well be that you're the person that's going to have to help bring those five people over. And that makes your job equally as important.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does. It does make sense.
Okay, good. So basically, I would continue what you're doing, because if you're so strongly drawn towards that, that's probably because it's in alignment with what your higher self knows is the right direction for you. Because we all kind of know in some part of ourselves what we're supposed to be doing. You have a day job, right?
I do.
Okay. So is this interfering with your work? Because I feel like it's probably... it's a little distracting to you because you have that sensitivity level?
I don't know. I think it's lazy that I'm lazy, to be honest with you. But I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question because my job is it's at home. So, I mean, I stay up really late at night. So I'm up really late nights and then up early in the morning with the kids. So I don't know if it's distracting to me or not. All I know is I do try and meditate, but I always have a hard time with visualization. I can't put pictures in or anything like that. So I don't think I'm getting the most out of the meditation. I don't know what I'm missing or...
Well, the visualization, not everybody can identify with that because not everybody is a visual person. Do you, I'm hearing auditory, do you feel like you connect a lot with like the singing bowls or like music that's just soothing, like new age type music?
Okay. I've never really tried the listening bowls, that's for sure.
Okay. I'm hearing that you are more on the auditory side. You know about the clairs, clairaudience, clairvoyance, those, you know, psychic senses.
I was just going to say, I actually remember one of your shows that you had said that you had heard a voice when you were younger. You had heard a voice that had called your name, and you'd asked your parents, you know, if they had called you, and they had said no. I had that. I'm sorry?
That's true.
Yeah, that's because I've listened to all your shows. But otherwise, I remember I was going to sleep one night, and I was just about sleeping, and I heard my name was Claire's Day, and it was in a woman's voice, and there's no other woman in this house. So it was really kind of strange. So it was like, oh, wow, what was that? So it was really neat, but I haven't heard anything since.
Okay, so you're getting stuff already. That's like a sign from whoever is around you or like your spirit guides that that's how you're going to get your information. So don't beat yourself up or focus so much on the visual stuff. Turn your attention towards that and just see how that goes.
Well, that's really exciting.
But I would definitely try the singing bowls. The singing bowls are like unbelievable to open you up. There's a CD, I actually have it on here in the background, but you can't hear it. It's the name of the artist is Yatri, Y-A-T-R-I, and it's called Crystal Spirit. I would suggest going to iTunes and just checking that out, maybe listen to a couple of tracks and see how they hit you.
Okay.
Because people that are more auditory oriented, the bowls are just amazing, and they will go right through you. You'll feel them through your whole body. So especially since you're a feeling person, I would give that a shot and just see how it works.
That's exciting. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time and taking time just to help me.
Oh, you're welcome. I got like 30 seconds left, so if you want to email me, I encourage you to do that, and we can maybe do some more work together.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I was going to say, I don't know how to hang up. So that's the show today, guys. Hopefully you all got something out of that. There's more of a philosophical and an energetic shift happening here than just telling someone their fortune. So keep that in mind. Namaste. Happy Halloween, and please keep listening. Thanks a lot. Have a great week, guys. Bye-bye.